Kate's Take, Season 7, Episode 2, The Idea Phase. Hey, Kate's Take listeners, welcome back to another episode of the audio blog. Thank you so much for joining me here in Season 7. We just kicked off this week and I am so excited about what's ahead. And I hope you are too. In the last episode, I gave you a rundown of what this season's going to be all about and how it's going to run. So we're going to be talking about how to go from idea to launch. And throughout this season, I'm going to be using the Freedom Journal as an example. So as we head into the idea phase, let's get back to Sail Bay and the walk that John and I were on when he first told me about his idea for this journal. Now, I gotta be honest, Kate's Take listeners. Initially, I wasn't really sure that I got it when John told me about his idea. I mean, of course, I know what a physical journal is, and I'm a huge fan of goal setting, but as per usual, I had like a million questions for John. What can someone expect as a result if they use this journal? How's it going to be different and unique from the other journals out there? Who's going to actually help you create this journal? How will you launch and sell the journal? Wait, what? Yes, in true JLD style, this idea definitely went way beyond what I ever could have imagined. And while John didn't have answers to all of my questions, he definitely carried an air of confidence. I could tell right then and there he was going to create this journal. So a few weeks passed and John continued talking about his goal of creating this physical journal. Each time we chatted, his goal and his vision became a little bit clearer. The purpose of the journal, its uniqueness, and the actual plan behind making it a reality, it was all starting to come into view. Despite the fact that John wasn't entirely clear on all the things he would have to do in order to make this journal a reality, to actually accomplish this monster goal he had set, he talked about his idea for the journal with everyone who would listen. And it was clear to me John was practicing what we preach here at EO Fire. Regardless of whether or not everything is super clear to you, the plan, the steps, the variables, always keep moving forward. Take just one step towards your goal every single day. Aside from actually doing the research and the work that followed, the most important first step John took was this: talking about his idea and sharing his vision with others.
I just wanted people to recognize and say, hey, like that kind of just has the EO Fire vibe. Like that just feels right. That feels like something that JLD and Kate would put their name on, put their stamp of approval on.
And I feel like I'm holding something that is of worth.
It's strong. Like it's something that I can be proud of. It can be on my coffee table. You know, I can put it in my book bag and pull it out at Starbucks and like just feel proud
because there is so much to do. And this is where just taking imperfect action is so important.
A freedom journal.
Freedom journals started their journey towards 100, accomplishing their goal in 100 days. Start accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days.
Through doing so, he received invaluable feedback from his mastermind, from his online mentors. He even ended up connecting with those who would end up becoming huge players on our launch team as a result. Talking about his idea also got him closer to proof of concept, which is a huge step in the process of creating anything for your audience. You always have to ask yourself, is this something my audience actually wants and needs? Here at EO Fire, we've typically gone about gaining proof of concept through presenting an idea and then asking people to pay us money for it. This is how we proved our idea to create our online podcasting community, Podcasters Paradise. We didn't actually create anything except for a presentation to communicate the idea of the community to our audience. Then after our presentation, we asked them to prove to us that this idea was something that they wanted and needed by paying us money for it. Only then did we create Podcasters Paradise. And guess what? This process has worked really well for us. To date, we've earned over $4 million in revenue from Podcaster's Paradise. But the Freedom Journal was a bit different. When we came up with the idea for Podcaster's Paradise, our business was barely 1 year old. We knew our avatar, Jimmy, really well. But did we really know the true wants and needs of those in our audience who were different from Jimmy? Proof of concept in the form of money was mandatory for us if we wanted to know for sure that we weren't going to be wasting our time. But with the Freedom Journal, here's what was different. We've been getting to know Fire Nation for 3 years at this point. Our audience has been with us from the beginning. They tune in every single day to hear John talk to a successful entrepreneur, ask them the exact questions he asked the day before, and we know exactly why they want, need, and love what it is that we currently offer. We'd already been listening and getting to know Fire Nation for 3 years. We also were getting the same question over and over again. What sets the successful entrepreneurs who you interview on EO Fire apart from everyone else? After receiving this question hundreds of times, John knew that whatever the answer, there was a really deep need for people to know. So John set out to answer that question. We also leveraged the power of a landing page. Instead of asking people to pay us money for the Freedom Journal before we even created it, we decided to go with a different kind of proof of concept. We put up a landing page. Then we asked Fire Nation to sign up for more info on the Freedom Journal if it sounded like something that they'd be interested in. The campaign that would follow after someone signed up for more info was pure value, a promise from us to deliver a true behind-the-scenes look at the Freedom Journal project as it was happening in real time. But check this out. We weren't just asking for an email address in exchange for valuable info. We know that Fire Nation loves that behind the scenes. But instead, we were asking for an email address in exchange for a journey, an experience, for them to come along on this ride with us. So by sharing his own goal-setting process with Fire Nation through this early interest campaign, John was already introducing the power of what the Freedom Journal would deliver. Inviting Fire Nation along on this journey was inviting them to participate in John's journey to setting and accomplishing his number one goal, which is what the Freedom Journal promises. Set and accomplish your number one goal. Each of the emails was created as we approached a new milestone in creating the Freedom Journal, with strong goal-setting lessons in between. Thousands of people signed up to learn more about this project that we were working on long before the actual production was underway. And this also helped prove to us that the idea of the Freedom Journal was definitely of interest. So given the experience and knowledge we'd gained over the past 3 years of running EO Fire and having had thousands upon thousands of interactions with our audience, we felt that these three things gave us enough proof to move forward with creating the Freedom Journal. Again, those three things were that we'd been getting to know Fire Nation for 3 years. We were getting the same question over and over again. I'm talking hundreds of times. And we had thousands sign up for an interest campaign who were eager to learn more about this idea. So, Kate Sake listeners, while you may not always ask for proof of concept in the form of money, it's typically the best and the safest way to go. Be fully transparent and upfront and honest with your audience that you are looking for proof of concept, share your idea, and then give them a beta or an early bird price on that for helping you get started. I cannot tell you the number of man hours and frustration that we have saved through gaining proof of concept before we ever build anything. So in any case, you always want to get proof of concept during the idea phase so that you don't waste your time and bandwidth and money on creating something that your audience doesn't want or need, even if you think you know that they want and need it. All right, so John has his idea for the journal. He knows what it's going to focus on, and he's starting to see the details and steps a little more clearly. He also has proof of concept from an audience who has told him that they are definitely interested in his idea. But as Zig Ziglar says, a goal properly set is halfway reached. Next, it's time to put a plan in place so that you can actually execute on your idea. In Season 7, Episode 3, we're going to be talking about the brainstorming and planning phase. I look forward to catching you in the next episode, and until then, here's cheers to the idea.